Today I want to tell you about one of my favorite 17 Hats feature, which is lead sources. I'm going to go over what it is, why you should use it, and how you can set it up yourself. If you don't know me, my name is Kayla Droog, and I love helping small business owners create more time and efficiency so they can focus on serving their clients and growing their businesses. So whether you are new to 17 Hats or you are an experienced user, lead sources is a fairly new function that you may not know about or you may not have taken advantage of yet. So what exactly is this function? When you go into your 17 Hats account under leads, you will now see a reporting function. This is where you can add your lead sources. So in the past, as part of your lead capture form or maybe a question that people were filling out when they were booking an online scheduling appointment with you, you may have had a question about how they heard about you and your business. So the way that these questions were set up previously is that you would manually add in the different options for ways they might have found out about you, and then this would populate to the referral source in the contact. So lead sources is just a more sophisticated way to do this, and it comes with reporting. So instead of manually setting up those lead sources when you create the question in your lead capture form or your online scheduling form, now you're going to create set lead sources for anything across 17 Hats. And 17 Hats is going to track which contacts connect to which lead source so that you get a report. This report is really handy because it's going to tell you where your leads are coming from. So you really know where to focus your attention, where your marketing is working, and where you might either want to rethink your marketing strategy altogether or beef things up a little bit. So you may find that there are referral sources that aren't doing anything for you at all, so you may not want to use them anymore, or you may want to pay special attention in certain areas. Or you may find out that, you know, most of your leads are coming in via word of mouth, so you may want to work on other avenues. It gives you so much information that you can use for marketing and promoting your business. And the nice thing is you set them up once and then you just add this question in to your lead capture form or your online scheduling, and 17 Hats automatically populates the information so that you don't have to manually add in all of the options every time. It's just another way to make things easier and faster. And you can always go in and edit the lead sources at any time if something changes. So, want to know how to set these up yourself? I'm going to be walking you through step by step in an actual 17 Hats account so that you can see exactly how to do this yourself. So, here we go. Okay, so when you are on your 17 Hats dashboard, you're going to come over to the left to leads here and click this little arrow. So you'll see you've got your leads, your lead capture forms, and reporting. We're going to go to reporting. So if you have not set up your leads, it will be blank like this. And we're going to add a source. So let's say personal referral. And then you can just keep adding however many sources that you would like. So let's say web search, social media, and you can add in specific things. So if you want to track leads coming from a specific event, you can add that in here. If you are in, let's say, a specific Facebook group or you're on a particular directory, you can track that. Get as specific and creative as you want to with this. I could have broken social media down into Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn. Like, this is how I choose to do it, but choose the number and specificity of lead sources that work for you. It really depends on how specific you want the information to be and how many lead sources you want on there. I would say, you know, try to keep it to 6 or 8 or less. because at that point it just gets overwhelming for the person scrolling through it. But do what's going to work best for you and your business. So you'll see that I've also got inactive lead sources and archived lead sources. So you'll see there's little dots to the left of each of these. This means you can click there and drag them. So you can drag it and make it inactive, or you can drag it and archive it. So for example, let's say that there is a particular conference that you do every year. So you will want that active around the time of that conference, but then maybe you don't need it again. So you could move that to inactive. And then you can move it back to active when it's that time of year again. However, let's say you are running a one-time promotion or something like that, and you want to track the leads from that source, and then you're never going to use it again, then you could move it to archived when you're done with it. So once you have your lead sources set up and you have actually been using them for new contacts, your reporting will show up here. It will show you your acquisitions by source, so basically where your new contacts found out about you. And you can also adjust the date range if you want to look at a specific month or a specific period of time. You can also just click here to look at these specific date ranges. Now, you'll see here that there's also this referral list function. So using these instructions, you can connect referral sources to specific contacts, for example, past clients. So then you can know who specifically among your contacts is referring you in case you want to send them a thank you or a gift or something like that, or just to know who is actively promoting your business, because those are people you want to maintain a good relationship with. How do you set up these lead sources in your actual lead capture forms? So if I go to this capture form, you can see that I've already got it set up with the basic questions, but I would go here to add question and you'll see that lead source is already there and it's already got those options that I added. So whatever you add as your lead sources, it's going to automatically populate them. And if you want a contact tag or a project tag to be added to that person, then you can add them in here. Your question would be whatever you want it to be. How did you hear about us? And I personally like to make this a required question because I want to know how people heard about my company and whether my marketing is working. And then you would hit save, and then it's going to populate as a question where they pick the option that applies most to them. If you were setting up a new service in online scheduling, it's going to be the same thing. So you would create your service as normal, and then you would add a service question. And it's the same exact thing. So if people are booking an appointment with you, like a consultation, and they are not filling out a lead capture form, this is a good place to ask this question so that you are still getting this information. If they are already filling out a lead capture form before they book an appointment with you, it is not necessary to have this question here because they will have already answered it. So I hope this has helped you understand how to set up lead sources for your business and why they are useful for you to have. If you have any questions about setting this up or using it, please feel free to reach out. Don't forget to like and subscribe. And if you know someone who would benefit from this video, please share it with them. I will see you soon.